Welcome back to another episode of the Trust Issues Podcast. I'm your host, Erica Auckland, and we are in episode 3 of our little mini-series all about how to create your own profitable digital product. And this is a playbook, if you will, that I'm giving you step-by-step on how to do it, how to know if it's time, and how to actually create it and launch it. So let's dive in. Today's episode is all about giving you ideas, actually 100 digital product ideas. So if you've ever thought, like, what would I even sell? I have no idea what my product would be about. I've got you. You've came to the right place. So let's dive into these ideas and really, like, back up a second, because we need to talk about a few things before we dive into these ideas. There's some critical, important steps that you need to make before you actually solidify the idea or the topic for your digital product. So the first thing I want you to understand is, what the heck are digital products? What are they? Which one should you choose? How do you know which one's right for you? So a couple options you could have in terms of the digital product you could create. Number one, it could be a course. It could be a digital course with the whole kit and caboodle. Videos, worksheets, downloads, a whole login membership area. This is definitely your gold standard, if you will, of digital products. Maybe this doesn't feel right for you because maybe it feels a little overwhelming where to start. And I actually wouldn't say that creating a digital course full on is your first step. There are some things that you can do before you even get there that can allow you to create some income, start selling something to your customers, and then build up to a digital course, like a whole legit situation. So that could look like an ebook. It could be a downloadable ebook. That would be something that you can make as a guide. The biggest thing to understand when it comes to actually what your digital product is going to be is you really want it to be a step-by-step. It's going to teach someone how to do something. It's essentially taking the free information that they could already find online, and it puts it into a step-by-step guide. So that could look like A to Z, how to start your own sourdough baking experience. It could be something around how to potty train your child day 1 to day 14. It's really going to be a step-by-step, and possibly in a week time frame or a day time frame, something that is timed so that by the end they can have a result. That's ultimately what people are paying for when they purchase your digital product. They're paying for the result to solve the problem that they currently have. So if you're not sure what that is, you're going to want to go back to the previous episodes we've done here, but you can simply start by asking your audience today, what is the biggest problems you have in insert your niche? If you don't know what your niche is, we're going to cover that in a second. A couple other options for a digital product is a video series. This could be a video series that shows them how to do something. I recently spoke on one of our previous episodes about how I purchased a gardening course. When it comes to gardening, I kind of need to see it. I don't want to see slideshows. I want to be in the garden with my teacher so I can see the plants and I can understand what the heck it is that I'm doing on my end on the other side of the screen. So a video series might be more suitable for the topic that you're teaching on. Or maybe it's an audio series. Maybe it doesn't need to be that serious. Maybe it's something more simple. I think an audio series could work really well if you're in a self-development niche. Something like a meditation series, maybe it's 30 days to shifting your scarcity mindset into abundance, and you charge for that, and it's a step-by-step that they just put in earphones, and go on a walk, and they listen to you as you help them reframe their brain. It just depends on the topic. And so this is where you're going to have personal awareness around what it is that you are teaching and how you're helping your student or your customer have transformation. And that's where you're going to need to decide with your own expertise what would be best suitable. Now, I want to say a point here. There is benefit in just getting something out there that allows you to start testing the waters. And so if you are new to creating your own digital product, I would suggest starting with something like an ebook or a PDF downloadable that your customers can get instantaneously and maybe pay you a low ticket price for. This would allow you to start generating some revenue, still give something very high value for a lower price, but then it can really help your customers journey with you into higher price point offers. We call this the stack. The stack is lower price point, to then a mid-level price point, then a higher price point, and then some type of premium, if that makes sense for your brand. So if you're just starting out, you might want to just start with the first step in your stack. Maybe it's a $27 ebook, maybe it's $67, whatever makes sense for you and the niche that you are in. So choosing the right framework is going to come down to, number one, what would be best for the customer? What do they need to have transformation? Now, my big thing is under-promising and over-delivering. This is really important for you to create loyalty with your customers. You don't want to create something just to create it, just because you can sell it. I recently bought, and this was a bad experience that I had that I want to tell you about. I bought a course. I thought it was going to be a course. It was called TikTok Academy by an online creator. And I purchased it. It was like $300. And I'm like, oh my gosh, okay, it's an academy. I'm going to get the whole lowdown. I'm going to get video modules. I'm going to get everything. And this was my fault, really, and my own due diligence I should have done on what type of product I was signing up for and entering my credit card information for. But I trusted this creator because they create really great content online. And like, their videos are really great. They're really consistent. And I was like, gosh, like if their videos are this great, their product's got to be juicy. Like it's got to be really good. So I bought it. I bought the Academy and I got in there and it was $300 for a PDF. I think it might have been 50 pages. It wasn't even planned out in like a day-to-day. It wasn't like step one, step two. It was just concepts put together in a PDF. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe that I paid $300 for it. And I was kicking myself because she said no refunds. So I didn't want to be a jerk and go ask for a refund because I should have known better. But if you're going to call your product an academy, it should be like a little mini school session. I should really feel like school is in session and I'm learning something. So this is where you just want to choose the right format based on first, what is going to give your customer the best experience for what it is that you're delivering. Again, like don't bite off more than you can chew. If you feel like you just want to start with an ebook that's really doable for you, great. But still, think about how you can under-promise and over-deliver. Another couple ways that you can create a really great offer is by adding some juicy bonuses in there. We're going to talk more about that in the next episode in this mini series, but just a little teaser so that you can start thinking about what is your actual digital product going to be about. So choose the right framework based on that, but also choose the right framework based on you, knowing what you can handle right now. Sometimes creators get really excited because they see what other people are doing and they think, well, if they're doing that, I need to do that too. But maybe creating a whole digital course right now isn't right for you. Maybe you just need to start with where you're at. That is something to consider because otherwise it's going to delay the process of you actually putting it out there into the world. And to be honest, sooner you get something out there, again, still under promise, over deliver, make it juicy, make it good. But the less barriers you have to launch, the sooner you have something out there, the sooner you're going to get testimonials. And don't be afraid to do a beta launch. Don't be afraid to test something and just put it out there to see, okay, I might just like offer it at a really discounted price just to get people in there and to see what their feedback is. I did this recently with a course that I put out and it was very low offer. It was low ticket and I did it in a masterclass format. I over delivered like crazy. It should have probably been like 10x the price, but I really honestly wanted feedback and I wanted to be able to talk to my customers and my students to really get feedback from them. Feedback was incredible and I felt like, oh my gosh, okay, I've got something here and now I am turning this into a course and that course is launching very, very soon. Based on the feedback that I got, I was able to add some more things to it. I was able to increase the price. I was able to add more features in terms of how my students can access support. And I feel super good about it because I'm still over delivering. So this is something you can consider. If you're launching something, don't be afraid to just do it as a beta first. Next, you want to think about, okay, what's the framework that I actually have? Like, what am I actually putting into this thing? So you're going to want to reverse engineer the steps that you need to give to your students in order for them to get the transformation or the result. What is the end result that they are getting? At the end, will they be able to crochet their own blanket? Will they be able to bake their own loaf of bread? Will they be able to make their own garden? Will they be able to go viral on TikTok? What is the outcome that you're saying they will be able to get? Now sit down with yourself, get a blank piece of paper out and say, okay, if I was going to start over from scratch, because you are the expert, you are the one who's already done this thing, what would I need to do? And map those steps out. Would it need to be in a week's time? Would you need a month to do it? Would it be 15 steps? Would it be 30 steps? Would it be five? What steps? And then within those steps, break it down even more, chunk it down to an even more specific task at hand. This is going to allow you to be able to say, okay, this would be a video, or this would be a bullet point in my guide, or this would be a page in my ebook. You see what I'm saying? You're going to want to be able to reverse engineer the process so that you can format it appropriately. So you're going to have the framework first, and then you can format it. The framework is just reverse engineering your process, but I want you to think about you doing this as if you were teaching a 10-year-old. It's not because our customers are not capable of understanding high-level things, but it's because simplicity is what helps people win. If you make something too complicated, if you put 1,000 steps in there that aren't necessary, it's going to be really complicated for your student to be able to have the win. And ultimately, that is your goal. Make it as simple as possible so that when they purchase your offer, they buy your course, they can get a win in the quickest amount of time possible in the least amount of steps possible. Make sense? Okay, let's move on. Next, what is your niche? Are you in the parenting niche? Are you in the health niche? Are you in the marriage niche? Is it real estate, business, cooking, fitness? What is that specific niche that you are in? Because you're going to want to specifically own one lane, because this is going to help you then market this product. If you're all over the place and you're like, well, it's a little bit of parenting, but it's also a little bit of marriage, and it's also a little bit of cooking, that's going to be a little harder to sell. If you are wanting to make sure that your offer is so irresistible to your customer, you want to make sure that it's niched down. That would be as specific as saying, let's help you potty train your child in 2 weeks. There's no questions there. I'm not talking about how to handle your spousal relationship during that time or what to cook during that week. No, it's a very specific thing. How to audit your closet in 30 days and create your capsule wardrobe. That's a specific time frame. That's a specific industry, fashion, and a specific topic. Does that make sense? So you want to think about, what is my exact niche? If it's real estate, maybe you're saying how to purchase your first Airbnb and make your first $10,000 as an Airbnb host. You know, maybe that's your niche that you are owning. There's nothing else in there about, you know, how to handle business partnerships, right? It's just specifically on that thing, because this allows you to later have different offers that can be the next natural step in working with your customers or your clients or your students, whatever you want to call them. So own your niche, choose your niche, and stay in that lane. Now, for our 100 ideas, as I promised, you're going to want to head to www.trustissuespodcast.co/digital. Okay? That is trustissuespodcast.co/digital. This is a free download that I have for you. It is a free gift that I want you to go ahead and download. And this is going to help you really see, because I can't sit here and tell you 100 ideas. We'd be here all day. It's going to help you see. It's a free download. You can print it out if you want to, whatever your style is. And it's going to help you see, okay, exactly how am I going to take my niche, turn it into a topic, be clear on the problem that I am solving, the problem solution, and then what the format is going to be that would suit this product best. It's a ton of examples. It's literally 100 examples, and I have got everything in there from wellness niche, fitness, fashion, digital marketing, beauty, parenting, lifestyle, and so on. There's so many. Personal development. So I'll give you a couple examples, okay, so that you can kind of see as a little preview, a sneak peek of what you're getting inside this guide and why you need it. Let's talk about wellness. I love the wellness industry. Say that's your niche, and you're going to create a gut-friendly guide. You're going to give people who have their problem is they've got digestive issues, but they want delicious recipes to make for their family. Maybe their kids have digestive issues too. Your whole recipe book is all about how to eat deliciously, but also be gentle to your gut. This could be in an ebook format. And you're solving a problem very plainly by saying, hey, you don't have to eat boring food in order to have a healthy gut. Let me help you grab my recipe book. And the next could be the fitness niche. One thing that I think could be a really great idea if you're in the fitness niche and if this works for you and if it's something that you are educated in is a postpartum Pilates challenge. That's very specific, but postpartum Pilates challenge is really great because when you're postpartum, you know, I've been postpartum before. I know how my body moved afterwards. I know how sore I was. I just needed really gentle movement to rebuild my core. And the problem that you could solve with this is, you know, hey, mama, I know you're postpartum. I know you maybe have some ab separation and you're probably just really having to rebuild strength from the ground up. Let me help you with my video series. It's a video you're going to get once a day for 30 days. And it's a challenge. It's going to help you go from, you know, laying on your bed all day to starting to rebuild your pelvic floor and addressing any postpartum pain you may have and help you get moving again so that you can feel more like yourself. Solid. I'm sold. I just sold myself there. Another one could be in the fashion niche. And this could be an entire guide on 30 days of outfits. And you could do 30 days of outfits on how to, the problem you could be solving is how to shop your own closet without buying anything new or buying minimal so that you can create the closet and the wardrobe of your dreams. Maybe this comes in a format of ebooks, videos, and that's going to solve the problem for someone who looks in their closet every day saying, what the heck do I wear? I don't have anything to wear. Hey, I'm going to come in and I'm going to give you a guide and it's going to help you do that. Another example could be in the parenting niche, and this is always going to be relevant for me because I'm a mom and I'm always looking for stuff. And I think one thing could be really great, really, really juicy is like a Montessori. I love Montessori stuff. We've done a lot of that stuff with my son. Montessori activities, you know, one activity a week for 6 weeks. I don't know. You know, the problem that you're solving is, hey, mama, you have a little one who's really busy and you want them to be developing and you know, healthy, and you don't want to do screen time. But what the heck do you do with your kid who like wants to be active and wants to be doing stuff, but you're also trying to get stuff done around the house? Like, hey, here's how to help your child stay busy without having to turn the screen on. And here's how to do it for $15 or less. I don't know. You know, you are the expert, remember. So you're going to come up with that. Maybe that comes in a form of a mini course. So again, you can head over to trustissuespodcast.co/digital, and you're going to get all the 100 ideas that I have for you again in every niche. So if this has been helpful, I'd love to hear from you. Send me a DM on Instagram. Let me know if you are getting excited about creating your own digital offer, your own digital product. Let me know what you're thinking about creating. I'd love to hear your ideas. This gets me so excited to hear creators and influencers and affiliate marketers thinking about creating their own offer. It's truly so special and it could potentially be really life-changing, which I know it can be for you. So there is one more episode in this series on the Profitable Product Playbook series. The last and final one is, okay, I got my idea, Erica. I know that I'm ready, but how the heck do I create this and how do I launch this? Tune into the next episode because I'm going to tell you exactly how to do it. I'll see you there.